ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. Reading a question, or reading an answer? Are you reading a question or reading an answer?
Oh, I was just looking over the notes. Swamiji, there is a type of therapy that is quite popular called Rolfing, from Ida Rolf, who started it as Ida Rolf. And her theory is that in the tissue that surrounds the muscles, which is called the fascia, the various emotional problems or traumas leave an imprint. And that by putting a lot of pressure, either perhaps with the elbow or with the thumbs, on a particular muscle, which causes evidently excruciating pain, that nevertheless a lot of this emotion can be released. And I have felt that in a lot of the hatha yoga asanas, the just holding a particular posture for quite a long time and stretching a muscle will achieve the same end, only more gradually and perhaps more permanently than something as violent as the Rolfing. Do you have any feeling for that?
No, but of course you said something interesting. The hatha yoga postures are to be held for a considerable time. Even the texts which give a few of these yoga asanas, even they do not even mention how you get there. They only give you the picture of the final posture, and you get into it somehow or other. That's another important thing which is often overlooked. You must get into that posture, stay there, till all the initial commotion is comes to an end. That is, till the body has had time to readjust and regain its normalcy. In other words, well, for the rest of your life, you are prepared to stay in that posture. I don't know about that. I have not heard about it, first of all. But talking of therapy and therapeutics, some yoga teachers are beginning to feel that somehow these chakras can be brought into association with some of the yoga asanas themselves, and it is possible to deal with psychosomatic disorders, which means both physical and emotional, mental disorders, through working on the particular chakras involved. That we shall discuss when we come to the description of the chakras themselves. That is, each one of these postures has an influence on one or the other of these chakras, one or the other of these centers in the spine. So their contention is that it is possible, by acting on these chakras, to bring about a desired change. But all that, from the purely Hatha Yogi's point of view, that is already reverting to the physical. That will be his standard objection. Whereas we accept the fact that we have come to identify ourselves with the physical body, in the sense that I am the body, or the body is mine. We have come to that, come down to that level. So his aspiration may not be a desire or a wish, but aspiration is to get out of it and go up. And so the Hatha Yogi does not mind some amount of physicality in the asanas, but he wouldn't want to get caught there. I was telling some people as we were going away that the suggestion of body work connected with the yoga asanas has made it terribly unpopular with most of the orthodox swamis and so on in India. Why this? It's all body work. Gymnastics. They have a word for gymnastics, and very often I have heard swamis refer to these yoga asanas as gymnastics. Kasarat. Their word for it is kasarat. Ah, this is only kasarat. This is only gymnastics. With the unfortunate result that those poor people completely neglecting the body become the victims of this body, of their own body. You know, if you are able to look on, inwardly look on the body as if it's doing its job, then you are free. But that's not easy for everybody. It's not easy for everybody to say, yes, there is a headache and I know it's my prana that is working something out. Okay. When there is a headache, there is a depression, and it's a terrible thing. You cannot meditate, you cannot do anything. Once you have risen above all this, then it's all right to say, I don't want these gymnastics. But up to a point, it is necessary. So, the orthodox swamis don't want to touch it because it is physical, and the regular hatha yogis, they accept it up to a point but want to get away from this, from the body work, as quickly as possible and go on to something else. There are I believe two or three organizations now that are trying all those tricks in India. One in somewhere in the south, and one in Delhi, and one in Bombay, I think. Who that are trying to evaluate the yoga asanas as therapeutic aids. But I don't think among the rank and file of the yoga practitioners it will become very popular. We, including me, we are a bit shy to use this as a therapeutic agency.
I met last year an Indian doctor whose name I've forgotten at the moment, but I can find it, who is from the Patanjali Institute in Hyderabad.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Dr. Melkote.
That was right, yes.
Dr. G.S. Melkote.
Yes. He is a very fine person.
Yes, yes. He is an MP. Mm-hmm. He is a member of the parliament. Mm-hmm. And he is experimenting with it. And I heard a radio program, All India Radio program, in which he claims that he has had some success with some certain ailments and diseases and so on. He is one. And then in Delhi, there is Brahmachari Dhirendra. He is the yoga teacher for the Prime Minister, Indira Gandhi. He is also supposed to be doing some research in that. And in Bombay, there are a couple of, near Bombay, there's a thing called Kaivalya Dham. They're also trying. Our only objection to that would be, must I practice this neti and so on just to get rid of a cold? All that I need to do is to cut out food for a day or take a little lemon lemon hot and honey in hot water. Why must I use this something sublime and something great and holy for 10 cents worth of medicaments? That would be the basic objection. Even when it's mentioned here, the yogi overcomes old age and death and all diseases are cured. But that is, they are mentioning these things as some things that happen as a sort of fringe result of the main practice of yoga. In other words, it's like saying that if you see God, your headache will go away. I mean, seeing God is an important thing. But when you do that, probably some of these things are taken care of. In the biblical terminology, have that and all these things will be added unto you. Huh? Get hold of the main thing, all these will be added unto you. And I see also one disadvantage in treating this yoga asana practice as therapeutic, because I am approaching it with a motive already, with a hope, with an expectation. That is already tension, isn't it? You are not relaxed. You are higher, eagerly fighting, working for it. And if something goes wrong there, it's disaster. So I don't know if if emotional problems can be dealt with by a programmed approach. I don't know if you see that. I've got an emotional problem. But if you give me a program which is supposed to end this emotional problem, I am approaching it already in a tricky way. I hope to get rid of it. And hope is already an anxiety which holds it. Whereas it might go away if you forget, stop worrying about it.
You start worrying about the effectiveness of the program.
Exactly.
Initially.
Mm-hmm.
So if your problem is just anxiety, so you've already increased your anxiety.
Exactly. By hoping that it will go away.
Yeah.
How do you stop hoping?
How do you stop hoping? I don't want to hope.
For some people, I think it could also have the opposite effect, in that they feel they're doing something about it, so they feel they're okay, so they are okay.
Then you really had no problem. You really had no problem. If you really had a problem, it wouldn't go away like that. That's the reason why many of these psychological tricks also fail. Because the problem arose because on account of the fact that I was hoping to get something, I had of desire, of ambition. And now you are telling me that you do this, that will go away. You are merely introducing another hope, another ambition, another desire. There is a classical example of a lady in who came to see me almost on the first or second day in Valmarai years ago, 1970 or 71. A little short woman, shriveled up, literally shriveled up, and she had a wild look of, you know, she had been drugged and drugged and drugged. She came to me and said, "I want to help. I haven't slept for 6 months." And she said she had seen all the psychiatrists. I don't know where she was living in New York. You should probably in New York.
Where is she?
What did she have to do? And you taught her move?
She had seen all the psychiatrists possible and spent about $15,000.
Dragged to sleep?
Even that didn't put her to sleep. Nothing else would.
I wonder why. Probably worried about the money she's spending.
And eventually, when the purse had been drained, she had been referred to the yoga camp by a doctor. Well, no, there's no money, go. And I didn't know. I had never met a problem like that in my life, and I have never had any difficulty sleeping or getting up and things like that. I told her, "All right, come into that block." I gave her a mala, sit down. I told her, "Go on repeating Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. You'll sleep." I went away, came back for about an hour or two. She was still sitting there. "I still cannot sleep." And then I suggested something, and not realizing that it would have any effect at all, I suggested something. "What does it matter if you don't sleep? Huh? I've given you a mantra, the name of God, a very powerful mantra. And go on doing this. If you do not sleep, you will go straight to heaven." You know, you are repeating a very powerful mantra. "It is possible that that will take care of your problems and you will go to sleep." She did sleep. The moment it hit her, "It doesn't matter if I don't sleep."
Boom, she was asleep.
Boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially psychosomatic disorders seem to respond to this. What does it matter? Happiness, peace, all these respond to this approach. What does it matter? I mean, why shouldn't I be unhappy? What's wrong with it? There are millions of people in the world who are unhappy. Oh, why not me? Immediately you begin to laugh. What's so terrible about it? Practicing the yoga asanas with any, with an eye on some result, I think would make a person tense and defeat its purpose. Might. And that's the reason why Swami Shivananda insisted also that while practicing the yoga asanas, one must mentally repeat one's mantra. The repetition of the mantra relaxes, takes the mind away, keeps the mind occupied somewhere. And then you are merely watching and listening, watching the movement of the body and its beautiful work. He used to insist upon that.
Rather than repeating a mantra, is it possible that a mantra sometimes can take your attention away from really good feelings that you like, really sort of getting into it and
then really if it is a really good feeling, it will it will demand your attention and keep it. So the mantra is a sort of background.
It's a background.
Yeah, it's not a mental activity. Don't tell me that your mind is so tremendously concentrated that while doing the asanas you don't think of something else. You do. Mm. The mind is capable of doing all that.
But occasionally when your mind sort of empties a bit, I mean, you're not always thinking of other things.
Nearly.
Sometimes you just sort of
watch.
Oh, I know. I realize that, you know, there's a lot of things coming in, but
as long as those things do not come in, only those things are replaced by the mantra. You are still working your way up into the headstand or whatever it is. And when the balance is lost or something, you are wobbly, that wobbling itself draws your attention. But when everything is fine, then the mind is calmly repeating the mantra.
Mantra can be like a gentle breath or something, right?
Yes. That's the reason why if the mantra is associated with the breathing, then it doesn't need any special effort or attention to repeat it.
We were discussing the other day in class on pranayama and its place with the asanas. Now, some teachers recommend Satchidananda and the like that you do pranayama after your asanas.
Yeah.
Some recommend that you do it prior, like the Ananda Marga people.
I don't know about that, but I think let's not get involved in personalities.
Yeah.
But I think if you watch your own body and its reactions,
mm-hmm.
it seems to be natural for the pranayama to follow the asanas. And that's what the texts say also.
Can I do a lie?
The purification? Yeah. Or would you like to do that we'll do in the morning someday.
Sunday.
No, tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow is a holiday. Monday. The whole of next week we'll do it.
What's that?
The purificatory. From Monday we'll do it regularly every morning. Pardon?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Today's Friday.
Now we can do some chanting.
Was Sunday. Somebody said that yesterday was Sunday.
Why?
We're talking. Oh, was it you?
Why not? Depends upon what each one is looking for. Yeah, ready? You all brought this? Got this? Thank you. I think if you turn to page 2, we learn the mantras today first and then go on to the others. Peace chants. Nobody? Peace chants on page 2. Om Sahana Bhavatu. Go on.
Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Sahavīryam.
Sahavīryam.
Karavāvahai.
Karavāvahai.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
The dhita must be together. No, mind. Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Ma vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Yeah, if you have a pencil with you, I think if you can mark the long sounds, it may help. Om Sahana Bhavatu.
Sahana Bhavatu.
So, on top of Na, there is a long sign for cap. Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Sahavīryam.
Sahavīryam.
V is long. Karavāvahai.
Karavāvahai.
The first va is long. Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Tejasvinavadhitamastu.
Na is long. Dhi is long. Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma vidvishavahai.
Ma is long. Sha is long. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.
And next, the hymn to the Guru. Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Devo.
Gurur Devo.
Maheshwaraha.
Maheshwaraha.
Guru Sakshat.
Guru Sakshat.
Parabrahma.
Parabrahma.
Tasmai. Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Let me see if you can mark without help. Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Brahma.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Vishnu.
Gurur Devo.
Gurur Devo.
Maheshwaraha.
Maheshwara.
Guru Sakshat.
Guru Sakshat.
Parabrahma.
Parabrahma.
Tasmai.
Tasmai.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Gurave Namaha.
Dhyanamulam.
Dhyanamulam.
Gurur Murtihi. Mulam.
Puja Mulam.
Guru Padam.
Guru Padam.
Mantra Mulam.
Mantra Mulam.
Guru Vakyam.
Guru Vakyam.
Moksha Mulam.
Moksha Mulam.
Gurur Kripa.
Gurur Kripa.
This is full of long syllables. Dhyana Mulam.
Dhyana Mulam.
Gurur Murtihi.
Gurur Murtihi.
Puja Mulam.
Puja Mulam.
Gurur Padam.
Guru Padam.
Mantra Mulam.
Mantra Mulam.
Gurur Vakyam.
Gurur Vakyam.
Moksha Mulam.
Moksha Mulam.
Gurur Kripa.
Gurur Kripa.
Gurur Kripa. Kripa.
Kripa.
Kripa. Kripa. Kripa. Turn a couple of pages more. On the page starts with Chidananda. On the bottom. The page starting with Chidananda, Chidananda. There. On the bottom. Om. Triyambakam.
Om Triyambakam.
Yajamahe.
Yajamahe.
Sugandhim.
Sugandhim.
Pushti Vardhanam.
Pushti Vardhanam.
Urvarukamiva.
Urvarukamiva.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityor.
Mrityor.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mamrutat.
Mamrutat.
Again. Om Triyambakam.
Om Triyambakam.
Yajamahe.
Yajamahe.
Sugandhim.
Sugandhim.
Pushtivardhanam.
Urvarukamiva. Urvarukamiva.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityor.
Mrityor.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mamrutat.
Mamrutat.
Om Triyambakam.
Om Triyambakam.
Yajamahe.
Yajamahe.
Sugandhim.
Sugandhim.
Pushtivardhanam.
Pushtivardhanam.
Urvarukamiva.
Urvarukamiva.
Bandhanan.
Bandhanan.
Mrityor.
Mrityor.
Mukshiya.
Mukshiya.
Mamrutat.
Mamrutat.
Om Sat. Next page. Om Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu.
Om Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Om Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu.
Om Sarvesham Swasti Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu.
Sarve Bhavantu. Why N is last there? Bhavantu.
Bhavantu.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Santu Niramayaha.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet.
Ma Kaschit Dukha Bhag Bhavet.
Asato Ma Sadgamaya.
Asato Ma Sadgamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya.
Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya.
Asato Ma Sat Gamaya.
Asato Ma Sat Gamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Tamaso Ma Jyotir Gamaya.
Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya.
Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya.
Om Purnamadah.
Om Purnamadah.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnat.
Purnamudachyate. Purnamudachyate.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya.
Purnasya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva vashishyate.
Purnameva vashishyate.
Om Purnamadah.
Om Purnamadah.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnameva Vashishyate.
Purnameva Vashishyate.
Om Purnamadah.
Om Purnamadah.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Purnat Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnameva Vashishyate.
Purnameva Vashishyate.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
we start from the first page. I'll sing it alone, number one, a few times, so let it soak into you, and then you can join. Baja Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Baja Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai, Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai, Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Bhajo Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Bhajo Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai, Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai, Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Now we can follow. Baja Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai.
Baja Radhe Govinda. We learned it from Swami Nadabrahmananda a bit differently, and that's hard to switch over.
Uh-huh, good, you sing in your own way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go on.
Bhajarade Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai.
Same thing, only it's a bit more complicated.
Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai.
Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Nandalala Tera Pyara Naam Hai. Bhaja Radhe Govinda, Gopala Tera Pyara Naam Hai.
Head
number two. Again, please listen and then can follow.
Alternate, like you, when we join, we do it alternately or together?
Mm-hmm. Alternately, yeah. Not together. Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol. Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol. Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol. Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol. Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Hari Hari Bol, Keshava Madhava Govinda Bol.
Good for rock music.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's a good one.
What is Keshava Madhava?
They're all names of Krishna. Keshava Madhava Govinda.
And Hari is Vishnu.
You see, they don't sing, etc. Yeah. They don't make such a fine distinction between Vishnu, Krishna, and so on. Krishna is supposed to be a manifestation of Vishnu. So why make such a big difference?
So the Krishna people do these things?
Also.
Krishna and
they do a lot.
All day.
Right, next.
Swamiji, these are mantras more than bhajans, is that right?
These are called kirtans. They officially, it's not right to call them mantras. Some of them are mantras. Mantras can be sung.
What makes the
difference? Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya is a mantra, is also a kirtan, a chant. But Bol Hari may not be regarded as a mantra.
What makes the difference?
You don't, in a mantra, you don't say Bol Hari, Bol Hari. Bol Hari is a commandment. Sing, sing.
You would just say the word
right.
of God.
Right.
No, you are.
Here you are asking somebody to sing. Bol Hari. So go on, sing Hari. In a mantra, you won't do that. Number four. Dattatreya tava sharanam Dattannatha bhava haranam Dattatreya tava sharanam Dattannatha bhavaharanam Datta Guru Jaya Datta Guru Purna Guru Avadhuta Guru